Hello.
Hi there. You must be our new guest. Welcome to the Clear Sky Rehabilitation Center. My name's Lucy, and I'm the nurse in charge of this wing tonight. It's nice to meet you too. So what happened? You broke both legs? How did you manage that? Snowboarding? Well, at least you have a good story to tell, but it's a good thing you're here now. Living that kind of injury is tough, but you'll have me and the entire nursing staff here to help you through it. Anyways, I've got a questionnaire here we need to fill out before you're officially admitted. I'm not usually the one handling admissions, but things are a bit busy around here tonight, and oh no, this wing is usually pretty empty. Someone must have really hooked you up. You'll get to enjoy some peace and quiet down here, and this lovely view. So let's get started, shall we? Okay, let's begin with your name. Is that spelled with? Yeah. And date of birth? Ah, you're lucky to be so young. You'll heal up in no time. No, don't be embarrassed. There's no shame in needing help. Yes, patients here tend to be a bit older, but that just means the nurses really appreciate the younger ones. Makes for better conversation. Do you have your insurance and social security info? Primary care doctor? Right, and do they know you're admitted? Okay, home address and phone number. And do you live alone or with anyone? Alone. I hope you've got someone to check up on your place while you're here. I'm sure you'll figure something out. Well, don't worry. Life will be much easier here. You've got an army of nurses at your beck and call. Are you single, married? Do you happen to know your height and weight? How is your sight and hearing? Good? Thought so. Are you currently experiencing any pain today? Rate it on a scale from 1 to 10. A 3? I suppose the drugs help with that. Any allergic reactions to medication? All right. If you currently smoke, would you quit? Good. That will help with recovery. How about alcohol? Just socially, gotcha. Any recreational drugs? You can be honest. We're not going to turn you in. Good. That saves us a lot of complications. This is a bit of an odd question. I'm not sure why they bothered putting this one in here. Do your injuries impede or prohibit sexual activity? Guess not. Okay, we're almost through the lifestyle section. Sorry, this is kind of a long form. Are you experiencing any trouble with the following? Movement. I'll mark that one a yes. Feeding yourself? Okay. Going to the bathroom and bathing? Yes to both. Okay. And dressing yourself? Hey, sorry to interrupt, Lucy. Is it all right if I steal him from you? I need to run him through his PT orientation before lunch. Sure thing, Jess. We've still got a ways to go, so I'll come back this evening and we'll finish up. Oh, I almost forgot your call button. If you need anything at all, just hit that and we'll be right with you. Hello again. Dinner's here. I hope chicken's okay with you. If you prefer something vegetarian, I can find something else though. Unfortunately, you missed the order cutoff today, but you'll be able to pick your meals for the rest of the week tomorrow. Well, it's not great, but I promise it won't kill you. We don't have a great kitchen here. Most of the other patients don't have the sophisticated taste of someone your age. Give it a try, though. I want to make sure that you'll actually be able to eat it. Tastes a bit funny, but doable. All right, I think you'll survive. How have the other nurses been treating you? Good? Good. I ran into Jess at lunch, and she told me you were a model patient. Keep it up. Your recovery is going to be great. Anyway, I've got to get back to delivering dinner. I just didn't want you to think I'd forgotten about you. I'm working double shifts tonight, so we can finish that paperwork after dinner. I'll see you later. Sorry it's late. I wasn't sure if you'd still be up or not. Trouble sleeping? Are you uncomfortable? I can get more blankets or pillows if you. Just nerves. Okay, that's normal. Again, don't be afraid to let me, I mean us, know if you need anything in the night. I hate to keep you up any longer, but this paperwork needs to be in the system by morning. So, you ready? Okay, let's see. Pain, allergies, single. Here we go. Are you experiencing any trouble with dressing yourself? No? Are you sure? Because it's nearly midnight and you're still fully clothed. Do you normally sleep in those? Can't pull them over your casts? That's what we're here for. Ugh, if you're going to be here a while, you'll need to learn how to ask for help at some point. That's why you're here, isn't it? Here. No need to be embarrassed. I assure you, we've seen it all here. And, well, trust me, we've seen our fair share of that too. It's not unusual for someone weaning off opiates to experience an enhanced libido. No, stop pulling them back up. Look, we're all professionals here. There's no need to be embarrassed. You're going to have to get used to being more open with the staff until you're back on your feet. There's a lot you just can't do by yourself. Really? You're going to sleep fully clothed? Listen, hon, you've got a long road to recovery still. You might as well make the most of it. There we go. That's much better. Don't you think that's more comfortable? Now you can actually relax and. No. Are you trying to hit the call button? I turned that pesky thing off when I came in. I wanted to make sure the other nurses didn't interrupt us like earlier. Look at that. I think it got even harder. Is this your idea of resistance? Really? That's all you got? A strong, independent man like you can't stop little old me? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. That funny taste in your dinner? That wasn't the kitchen's fault. At least, not entirely. You should keep those muscles nice and relaxed while these pills should keep you, at attention for the rest of the evening. Don't worry. I gave you a small dose for now, at least until I can figure out how much a bitch like you can take. Oh, I think you like it when I get a little mean. Right, so this is gonna feel a little odd. Sorry, this might be a little cold, but as a registered nurse, I have certain regulations to follow. After all the trauma and surgery and medication, it's nice to feel a little pleasure again, isn't Between the hospital and here, I bet you haven't had much else to do besides stare at all those hot young nurses, yeah? I'm sure you fantasized about this before. Some kind nurse seeing you in distress, coming in to your rescue with those well-trained hands of hers, gripping them tighter on this fucking cock until you finally get that brief release from all that pain. Well, here I am. It's a hell of a lot better than those painkillers, isn't it? We know how to treat our patients right here at Clear Sky. It's okay, just relax. I'm here to help. You won't be able to rest until I can take care of this little problem. Oh, I love feeling that cock twitching in my hand. But you know what I love more? Those weak little whimpers. Oh, it's like music to my ears. Begging me to stop or maybe continue. You really don't know yourself, do you? Bitch. Or maybe you just want those lips of mine to wrap themselves around that cock of yours, yeah? Taking in every inch, not wasting a single drop of that valuable pre-cum. I'm taking too long, aren't I? You look like you just can't wait to get this over with. You can't wait to forget this night ever happened. But no, I don't think you'll ever forget. I think some part of you, deep down, is aching for this. You want me, but you're just too shy to ask for it. Too scared to call Nurse Lucy for some help. It's okay, you can say it now. You want me to keep going? Faster and faster until you just can't. Too bad. That's not happening, not right now at least. Shh. That's not going to do you any good. You're the only patient in this wing. I made sure of it. No one is going to hear your cries down here. Just me. So try to enjoy the view. No, not that one. This one. Oh, oops! I was in such a rush to work today that I must have forgotten my panties. Once I heard about the young man getting admitted today, I just couldn't wait. And these scrubs are just so comfortable. I guess I never even noticed. Now just let me lay the bed down like this, and there, isn't that better? You know, laying flat on your back like that really helps to keep those airways clear, and you're gonna need them. Now lay very still while I get up on that lovely face of yours. I wouldn't want to accidentally bump into those precious legs. But start resisting me again, and who knows what might happen? You wouldn't want to extend your stay any longer, right? Or maybe you would. Oh yeah. You know, you shouldn't be so afraid of me. I know just what you need. I'm the professional after all. And if I think you need to stay just a bit longer, I'll make sure of it. But I think, Ooh, what you really need is something, no, someone to help pass the time here. You need me, and all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is hit that call button and tell me. No, beg me for this fucking pussy. Oh, that feels good. Oh, keep going. Oh, Nurse Lucy, it's so boring around here. Stuck in this place with nothing to do all day. Why don't you come down here and ride me like a fucking stallion? Sure thing, hon, but not until I get a bit warmed up first. Tell me how much you love eating this fucking pussy. Say it! Say it, or I swear to God, I'll. What was that? I couldn't hear you. You'll have to speak, darling, up, darling, if you. Oh, wait. It's okay, I'm almost ready. Oh, but fucking men are always ready to go, aren't they? You just aim them at any hole deep down, and they'll just stick their fucking dick in it. But women, yeah? You gotta put the work in. You gotta treat us right, like. Get those hands off that fucking cock. Only I'm allowed to touch it. I'm the able-bodied one here. You're just that helpless bitch. Oh, that cock is mine. You're mine. And I want you to beg. Beg me to fuck you. Beg me to slide this wet cunt down on that fucking cock. Beg me to let you come inside me. Beg me, yeah. What was that? Didn't hear you. Oh, that pathetic whimpering. That's all I ever wanted to hear. To hear you, the real you, the little slut. Now stop. I'm not ready to come just yet. I need to feel you inside me. Shut the fuck up. You don't speak unless spoken to. Now, what did I say earlier about laying still? I'm going to slowly sit myself down on this fucking. Oh, my. You're about to fucking explode, aren't you? I can feel it. I can feel that cock throbbing against my tight pussy. I'll tell you what. I'll do you a favor and take this slow so you can savor it. But you have to do me a favor too. And try not to come so quickly. Just admit it. Admit that you're nothing, that you're helpless. Without me, there's nothing you can do unless I allow it. You can't walk, you can't bathe, you can't even dress yourself unless you hit that fucking button I let you, and I let you. Oh, your useless ass broke both legs doing, what was it again? Oh, that's right, snowboarding. You think I believe that for one fucking second? You think anyone would believe that obvious horseshit? Oh, you're such a pussy. I doubt you could even handle riding a bike, much less a woman. I guess that's why I'm up here having to do all this work, isn't it? Pathetic. You thought you were so sure of yourself, didn't you? No, I don't think you were. I think you were afraid all along that I'd find out the truth. You're weak. You're a worthless fucking slut. Nothing more than a toy for my pleasure. You don't even know what's good for yourself. You wanted this. I know it. It was so fucking obvious. You wanted it so fucking bad, but you just don't have the balls to speak up. You needed this, but you're too stupid to ever realize it. Just admit that you're just my personal fucking property, and I'll let you finish. Call yourself Nurse Lucy's little bitch, and you can blow your fucking load inside me. Tell me how worthless you really are, and I'll let you feel something good for once in your sad fucking life. Yeah! Oh, there we go. That's it. Keep going. You have my fucking permission to come. Fill me up. Fucking come already, goddammit. Come! Oh. Oh. No, 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 no. Those stay off. In fact, I'm just going to set your clothes right over here so you aren't tempted and... Oh! I almost forgot! The questionnaire! Let's see. Any medications? Well, I can think of at least two. Yeah, fuck it. This thing's way too long. I'll just fill it in myself. But while I'm gone... I want you to think about all the fun you and I, and maybe some of the other nurses, are going to have over these next few weeks. In fact, you should rest up, because I think Jess is excited to properly begin your physical therapy tomorrow. Bye-bye now! Oh, I almost forgot! Your call button! There, that's back on.